Warning, portions of the following podcast have been removed and will be made available as exclusive DLC within the next 7 days for 800 Microsoft points. Please insert your credit card to continue.
Hello, welcome to Rant Theory number 3, the podcast that eats like a meal. Okay, on my right I've got Nathan.
Hey.
And directly in front of me I have Adam.
I am in front of you. I'm always in front of you, and I've got your back too.
Look at this guy. You're a good guy.
Sincerity.
Yeah.
Sincerity.
I like it.
We like.
Next podcast, you say I'm above you.
You're below me, motherfucker. Below.
Below.
Yeah. So we got a
great start.
Yeah, great start.
What are we going to talk about today? I think we're going to be talking a little bit about what's sort of come out in the last couple of weeks, which has actually been pretty quiet.
Pretty dismal.
There's no real major full release retail games that have sort of come out. It's
not many.
It's been the season for DLC, of all things, which is a little bit interesting.
Which is it's good for us at the moment because we're doing we're doing these podcasts every 2 weeks. You might have noticed already they're coming out fortnightly. Just before we start, I really wanted to thank everyone who's listened so far. It's been fucking awesome. We're really happy. We've got some reviews on iTunes already that are just awesome. We've got people giving us feedback via Twitter. We're really stoked with how many people have actually, you know, given a fuck enough to listen so far.
First of all,
cheers.
And thank you enough to actually let us know about it too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And if anyone you know likes gaming podcasts, just you know, recommend. We'd really appreciate it. But yeah, keep
even if
listening.
They don't, just make them listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, force them.
Strap
them
in a chair.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
So that's good. But yeah, as you said, it is a fairly quiet time of year. But I don't know, I feel like the start of this year is a little bit got a faster pace. There seems to be a few more things coming out for us.
Yep, that's probably pretty true.
February is pretty big. Like we've got quite a few games. We're going to talk go in depth a little bit later.
Yep,
but I don't know.
I guess in the wake of last year, the blockbuster that was, you know, it's actually not too bad.
It's kind of nice to have a bit of space. I think all three of us have been cleaning up some of the things that got left.
Thank you.
And it's the game that we're playing. See what he did there.
That's very clever.
I bought that game
with my dollars. Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's definitely we're filling the gap now because of the crazy amount of games we got into last year.
Yeah.
So I think this gap we're getting, it's only January that we haven't really had anything. Like normally we wait until like March, April for the good stuff.
Which is fine because of what we've got sitting on our racks at the moment.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, for stuff to be coming in February after the Christmas thing, we're doing pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, no, I'm happy with it. I'm happy to be able to have a chance to play those things that I haven't. So, I suppose we can have a bit of a chat.
What have you been playing?
Myself? I've been
Playing yourself?
I've been playing myself, yes.
Poor choice of words.
it's a good game.
I don't want to play that game.
Do not want.
Taken back.
Anyway. Yeah. So what I've been playing is Skate 2, primarily. That's a game that I was been really, really looking forward for to, and it's one of the late releases. I think it was sort of wrapped up. Like they seem to be promoing it pretty heavily late last year, so it might have been one they deliberately pushed to get a bit more exposure. I was a massive, massive fan of the first one, and played it to death. Like I really, really gave that game a hiding.
You did. I played it a bit too, but you played it a lot more than
and
I did.
The thing with Skate was it was taking over a genre that was dominated by a game that sort of it became less and less about skating, more and more about collecting things and weird and wacky sort of challenges, you know, like grind hobos and jump over a, you know, skyscraper and
Ollie this hobo.
Yeah. Like the example I give, like I was really excited about Project 8. Like I thought that looked really good and I played the demo and it was in a skate bowl and it seemed like they were thinking about skating again.
Yeah.
And then the first thing that it asks you to do is literally it's to sketch a remote control car that's being driven by a man in a beaver suit.
who's probably a hobo.
Yeah. Yeah. Who then asks you to jump up to knock open, like, your gates in your gated community. I'm like, yeah, this speaks to the everyman, you know? Like, it's this middle-class American bullshit. And it just drove me insane. Like, I just stopped playing it because it was so ridiculous. And so then Skate came onto the scene. It was just, like, this crazy, super serious, complete other end of this gamut skating simulation. Simulator. I was trying to simulate it by shifting it away from the buttons and making everything about emulating the movement with your thumb.
Yep.
Which is insane. Like, it's completely different. Hmm. And the thing that I really grabbed onto was the fact that there was not that many buttons that you used. It was all the sticks. You controlled your body and that was about it. And everything sort of made sense. You know, the trigger was your right trigger was your right hand, left trigger is your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
One stick controlled your body and one stick controlled your board. Yeah. Your feet, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very clever.
Pretty easy to get a grasp of.
Yeah.
But different enough to be.
Yeah. Like the other thing that really grabbed onto me was the physics. The physics were completely merciless. It was like, if you fucked up slightly, you fall the fuck over. Just like you do when you're skating. If you mistime something, you fall the fuck over. If you miss a grind, you fall over. Mm. That game was just, like, brutal. You'd be... And it would, like, some of the challenges, where it sort of stumbled were... Some of the challenges were, like, do a very specific kickflip style of flip trick onto a very specific kind of grind.
Yeah.
And you could always do the trick. And
those would always mess me up. Sorry to interrupt. Those would always mess me up. Yeah. Like,
it just became dull.
Yeah.
Because it was like, no.
You just wanted to, like... Yep. And I mean, you think about, like, if it's... as far as a simulator goes, like, and a skate simulator, you should be able to be... like, play as a skater would skate. Yeah. So a skater's not going to go, I need to do this specific thing. They want to do it, but it's freeform.
Freeform,
they go,
exactly, yeah.
I want to do this, but I know how to do that. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of the thing. Like, and you're talking about, like, the match the trick ones and stuff like that.
And mainly. Later on, like, Skate, the game Skate, which skate, is with...
Yeah.
It's basically
against
a horse.
The pros, yeah.
Yeah, so they'll say, do a 360 flip down this set of stairs. And you're like, no worries. Those ones were relatively easy. But later on, when they asked you to do these ultra complex things in very difficult spots, it just became very frustrating. But overall, it didn't wreck the experience for me because I enjoyed being able to master the system.
Yeah, I thought I really enjoyed it like that. I thought it was like, just to go on about what you're saying about the difficulty, because we sort of had this conversation the other day, and how a lot of people complain about the difficulty.
Mm.
Supposedly, which I thought I never had an issue with it, not because I thought it was easy, but because I just assumed it was meant to be difficult. You know what I mean? Being a simulator,
I didn't struggle to slot straight into their style of play because I felt like I hadn't played Tony Hawk for years, and when I did, I played it for a very small amount of time.
Yeah,
and I was not used to pressing A to jump anymore. Mm. I hadn't done it so long. Making a different way of doing it felt completely normal to me.
Yeah, that's right.
So, being someone who's not totally into skating games, how well was Skate received, like, at the time? Like, did it take a lot of the Tony Hawk fans? Did they dig it? Or?
See, what I remember the reviews were basically like, this shit is going to, critically, it's going to be received really well because stylistically, it looks awesome. Like, they really took a lot of effort to make it look cool. The graphics looked friggin' awesome.
But the fact the gameplay camera was like that sort of
basically on your feet.
Skate video, exactly. Fisheye lens.
It was like Tony Hawk had become so far removed from actual skate culture. It was all about bling and getting a cool crib and, you know, pimping out your ride, that it forgot about the fact that most kids are out there scraping their knees and working with shitty boards. And
To me, like, looking from the outside, to me, Skate was to Tony Hawk what, say, V8 Supercars is to, like, Daytona.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
You know, Daytona's fun, but the V8 Supercars series is very serious.
Serious.
So I guess it's that very fine line of simulations, whether they're fun or anal.
Yeah. What was that? Just to sort of deviate for a second. What was that series called in the US again? Race Driver,
yes.
Yeah, cool. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yep. Yeah. So when I heard the second one was coming out, I looked at a few media little things and I found things like replay editor's been beefed up and it's going to have heaps more stuff for you to do. And I was like, oh, that's really exciting, because the replay editor in the first one was cool, but it was limited.
Yeah.
So I was like stoked. And it also was going to have more tricks, which I was like, meh, whatever. Like, I didn't feel like you were lacking tricks in the first one.
Yeah.
But they really wanted to make double the thing, and they also wanted to make the city flow better and be more fun to skate. So actually playing Skate 2, I found that what they've basically done is, for some reason, I assume for reasons making the city more fun to skate, includes a lot more geometry. So a lot more curves, a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
Means lower poly count on everything.
Mm.
So because overall there's more complexity, everything is slightly less good looking.
Yeah.
And it's
that was a major thing when you first turned that demo on.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Like,
why does it look so shitty? Yeah,
is it the same engine as the first one?
I think so.
It'd have to be.
It looks really similar apart from the prettiness.
Like they've actually gone, all right, well, we want it to run faster and be more complex. Let's get rid of some of that superfluous shit that looked cool. But the problem is, for me, being so visual, like I was just like, oh, damn it, that was part of my favorite stuff, was the fact that it looked so cool.
Yeah.
So that's meh, whatever. It doesn't matter if it plays well. So as I mentioned, the crazy city, the city that used to be San Vanalona, was very like a real city.
Yeah.
There was dead spots. There were spots in it were flat out boring. And I remember a couple of times I'm like, check this game out to someone, and I'd be in a really boring part of the city, and they'd be like, hang on a sec.
just wait.
I've just got to get to a spot. Yep. Hang on.
Hang on.
Are you going? Okay. Okay, yep.
See ya.
I'll catch you later.
I'll see you next time.
See you next time.
See you, Mum.
It was Dad.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, he thought it was so clear.
It's so clear. It's
so clear.
That looks clear as.
But this one, what they've decided is there will be no spots like that. Everything will be fun to skate. And to be honest, you could just go wee from one end to the other and be grinding shit. And so all of a sudden, park benches are half sunk into the ground. So you'll be skating along and there's a park bench that's literally like it's been sunk into the concrete. So it makes a little ramp and it's easy to grind.
Oh, okay.
Square edges have been smoothed. Instead of there being like a wall with a 90 degree angle, it's now a round edge, so you can do it. All of a sudden there's these fucking crazy snakes. Okay, truth be told, Omo's actually eating a snake right now, and it totally put me off.
He was licking it seductively.
Okay, so what happens is there's literally ramps and shit around the city for you to move, because that's another new part, is you can pick up stuff and rearrange it. Like, that's an interesting idea, is being able to rearrange stuff, and it's pretty cool because what you move will stay there.
Yeah.
Cool. So, can you actually move the snakes?
All right, there's no snakes.
But enough of the snakes.
And let's say there's a rail. That's cool, and you can move it and stuff, but they're just in the city. They're sitting around. I'm like, it's totally out of context. There's nothing like the first one. And so it's like, okay, I get why you did that. That's cool. But to me, it sort of pulls me out of that realism again.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, they've pulled back on that realism in the sake for fun. They've popped up, your ollies now go higher. And your grinds will lock on a lot easier. So if you don't line it up perfectly,
they've basically made it more arcadey, more accessible,
easy to get into. Yeah,
yes, they have.
Which in turn has made all the original fans, or probably not so much all the original fans, but a lot of people like yourself who played it so much, and now kind of like,
I liked it being difficult.
Yeah,
but the thing is, that's not necessarily. I was like, no, I'm not going to write this off just because I'm an old fan.
Yeah.
And then I started doing some of the challenges, and they're fucking balls hard again. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Like, why is this so early? Is it being so difficult? Mm. Like, all of a sudden, I've got this really difficult challenge that's really poorly explained. Like, this guy telling me, he's like, hey, do a grab above this deck. And he's sitting up on this deck. And I'm supposed to, like, there's a pool. So I'm like, okay. So I climb up the stairs and then jump off the edge and do a grab as I land into the pool. It's not what I'm supposed to do. It took me like 20 minutes to work out what I was supposed to do, and then another 10 to actually pull it off.
Wow.
And by that stage, I was just totally sort of frustrated.
With that game, from what I've seen of it, like, you've obviously played it the most, being that you paid real world money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that the game has probably been rushed? to get it out?
I don't know.
I kind of got that vibe from it that it was, yeah. They've had their basic ideas there and gone, shit, we want to hit this time frame.
Yep.
Let's get it out there. And yeah. See, I don't know.
It does. It feels like the first one. Look, it was a diamond. It was so beautifully polished.
Mm. Everything looked good. Game, yeah.
Like you could zoom in on their shoes, and they looked fucking sweet. Like it looks like a shoe. Their clothes look good. And in this, you're like, that texture kind of looks shitty, and that doesn't look that good. And then all of a sudden, you'll see this super low res chunk of grass, and it just stands out like dog balls.
Yeah.
And I don't know the reasoning behind it. Why it's whether it's been rushed or whether it wasn't important or
not
whatever.
Money, maybe.
Oh, no, they're well supported.
Yeah.
And it's a big franchise. But I just, when you watch that opening scene, that is high production value. Like the same way, the first one had this brilliant open sequence where it was basically like your character getting hit by a bus. He gets hit by a bus and then gets rushed to hospital. And it's like this big, ridiculous comedy scene with a bunch of like skaters playing the different parts. Right. And it's so dumb. Mm. And in this one, it's basically a jail filled with the skaters. And it is super high production. Like, it's excellent. So I don't know whether or not it's been rushed or whether or not they just can't cram in any more assets or what.
Yeah.
But it... Yeah, visually...
They missed the mark, basically, for this one.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people have been saying it's so awesome you can quick travel everywhere.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Oh, see, I actually had to stop doing it because I was feeling like I was just missing everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a friggin'...
It's not Fallout.
50 square kilometre RPG. Like, you want to be able to...
See, I'd like it if they did the RPG way of doing it and saying, once you've found that place, you can quick travel wherever you like.
Yeah.
Which makes total sense to me because, you know, you don't want to have to do it twice.
See, I don't even want to do that in RPGs. I'd rather just walk around and see everything. But, I mean, I guess it's horses for courses, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, overall, there was something. It's not bad, but it's not as good as I wanted it to be for some reason. Like, I expected more from that team. Like, it feels like it's lost a lot of its style. Like,
do you think it maybe peaked too early in the first one?
You know what? I feel like I took it back. Like, I returned it because I knew I wasn't going to play it much more. And I wanted my money.
More money.
So, I didn't feel that guilty because I've still got Skate 1.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could...
That's going to fill the void.
I could crank around in that and have a good time still and not worry about it.
See, I got rid of Skate 1 because I thought I was going to get Skate 2. Yeah. And like, I just don't want it. Yeah. Like, I've only played the demo. And even if you had not told me the things you've told me today, I would still, after playing the demo, go, it's not... Something's not hitting the mark for me. I don't know what it is.
It feels
not
like...
because it's bad.
No. It feels like Skate 1.
Skate 1.
Yeah, it feels like Skate 1, and you look at Skate 2, and it looks like a sequel to it. And I assume that's because, again, like the geometry and stuff, but it's really sad because I was pumped, you know? Like, I was excited for a new Skate. Yeah. So, it's not bad if you totally love the fuck out of the first one.
Yeah.
I'd say give it a try, but I can't guarantee you're going to like it.
Yeah.
I'd definitely give it a rent.
Yep.
Nathan rates it one rent.
One rent.
And if, I don't know.
I'll rate it as one unimpressed Adam from being told
actually,
about
I'll tell you what, if you've never played Skate before, if you didn't play Skate 1, check it out. I think you'll...
You reckon that'll appeal to more people?
Maybe.
Yeah. I did that. I still didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I just fired it up and thought it was like a PS2 game.
See this, listen to this man, Black Box. Don't make it look worse.
Yeah. Welcome to another segment of Round 2. That was completely popular last time we did that. It was excellent.
That was awesome.
We're coming back to Call of Duty World at War, which we spoke a little bit about last week. Actually, we spoke a fair bit about it last week. Well, you did mainly because you're the only one that played it. The difference this week is that I've actually played it now. And,
good luck.
Yes. Oh, dearie me. And... I would like to say that I know what you're talking about now.
Thank you.
With the zombie mode.
Thank you.
I think
it's vindicated.
Isn't it always? I still sort of feel like the same as you. Like, there's one thing that anyone who hasn't listened to last Fortnite's podcast is One of the questions Nathan brought up was the fact that how was the zombie mode, and I mean, this is obviously not the only part of the game, but this was like the main part we were sort of talking about. How was that any different to, say, the likes of Horde on Gears of War 2 or Left 4 Dead? And it's still kind of hard to put your finger on it, but I think the
whole fact...
It is just good.
Mm-hmm.
B, the fact that it is in this closed-in space, like, basically, you know, like you were saying last week, you open up different areas. It's pretty much an abandoned house type thing.
Yeah.
You could spend the whole game in this one area, but you don't. You buy into another area which has that has the random box. Once you get into that sort of part of the game, having the random box there really opens up this kind of fun element where you basically drop $950 into this box to hopefully get the ray gun or the Browning or the MG, and it adds this kind of fun, like, funny element to it. Like, we were playing the other night, and I swear to God, I got that missile launcher, the grenade launcher, yeah, fucking 6 times yeah, in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm like, motherfucker! And I'm sitting there with a pistol or something like that.
It's full on.
So it's just like, you know, everyone's playing, they've got their Brownings and their laser guns. I'm like, I've got the friggin' M1 still! I've got the carbine still!
Awesome!
Give me... And then all of a sudden the wine bottle pops up.
It's like, Molotov.
Have a drink. Because you're not getting the ray gun.
No, you son of a bitch.
Sit the fuck down. But I mean, the points of entry for the zombies, you know, coming through the wall, once you open up upstairs, you know, they come down from upstairs as well, and they come in from other areas. It's really fun. I'm hoping we can get you on it for a round,
does
Nathan.
Does this unlock when you just... You know, just from playing or what?
It's when you finish the game, it unlocks. It? Yeah. But you can invite anyone into a zombies game.
Like, it doesn't matter. I don't have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had heard another podcast saying, I really wanted to unlock the zombie mode, but I couldn't be bothered finishing the last level. And then I sort of went, I had no idea.
That's incredibly lazy.
You're a lame
guy.
That's
the last level.
Yeah.
I think it was because it was difficult, not because it was like frustrating. Yeah, there's a guy playing it on Veteran.
Okay. Oh, well, you got that far.
Yeah, keep going, man.
Do you want to take issue with this guy, or
let's fight him? Is he bigger than me?
I think he is.
I'm afraid of him. I don't even know who it is. I'm scared.
That's right.
So but I mean, if you're gonna fucking blow up your balls enough to play Veteran, you should go through the
end.
Don't
be a bitch.
I'm a bitch. I play on normal, but I'll finish normal.
Well, way to go, Captain Big Nuts. you're a big man.
He is.
Have you bought this game yet, Adam? Oh, that's right.
Sort of. With no money.
Hey, come on now.
Captain Hero.
You're taking my wallet now.
Full commitment from this guy.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, man. Yeah, if you haven't finished it. Hey, grow up here. Come on. And then he's like, oh, you got it.
If you're going to buy it, own it. Come on.
Yeah, that's
come
it.
Come on.
That's it.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still... I don't know what to do with that game. Should I keep it or trade it in? Because the zombie mode is so much fun.
Yeah, it is lots of fun. I would buy... And you're right, that is very much... I actually even know what you're talking about with the Hammer game now. Because I would buy that portion of the game, happily play that often.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no worries.
Did Call of Duty 4 drop in dollars?
Apparently not. I went to EB today because one of our other mates, Jake, was going to think about buying it. Mm. They didn't have any copies because it's still pretty popular. And I said, what's it going for now, man? Is it cheap? He said, nah, still the same.
Wow.
Doesn't have the...
that is a year.
Yep.
GOTY edition, the Game of the Year edition.
The GOTY, yeah.
We looked at that on the internet before.
Edition. GOTY edition.
That is not a fun game.
That is horrible. You open up the disc and there's a couple of hands.
Can we not, please?
You don't want to take the disc out of a cover. You don't want to see what's underneath.
Oh, no!
Wow, that is still full price.
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
See, that's my barrier to entry.
See...
$90.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be playing it if I couldn't get acquire a copy of it for nothing.
Yep.
But I wanted to check it out. Now that I have checked it out, I'm actually really keen to get a copy.
Yeah.
I'm still not keen to pay full price for it.
Hell no.
But, you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely, now that I know what I'm looking at.
Oh, it's good to know it's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't want to trade it in and then have to buy it again when it gets to $50.
Exactly.
Do you think there's any space for us to actually, like, things like that, things that are just little bits of a game that are so good for them to say, hey, you know what? You can buy that bit as DLC, standalone, for $30. Here you go.
I'll buy that in a heartbeat. No question. No question.
I feel like that's something that would happen on the PlayStation Store, but never ever Xbox.
Because
PlayStation Store's got some weird shit.
That'll depend on the developer, I think, because obviously, as much as like we might play a game,
they want you to buy the whole thing.
Which, surprisingly enough,
weird.
You know, obviously these games, as much as if we play a game, don't like it, not us, but in general, like the general gaming population, they'll play a game, we'll say World at War, because obviously we're talking about it. If they don't like the single player but dig the zombie mode, the developers don't give a fuck. They put their heart and soul into that whole game. Well, you can only assume they did.
So if
they sort of go, all right, well, you can buy the zombie mode like by itself, it's kind of like lowering the value of the complete game.
As much as
it doesn't matter to us because we will just buy it anyway, it's kind of a kick in the nuts for them because you know they're putting all this effort into it.
It's similar to like iTunes being able to buy a single song, not an album.
Yeah,
is what I mean. Yeah. But again, you're right.
See that if you see it in that sense, that would work because obviously,
it does.
I mean, it's the same for a music artist. Like their whole album will be their heart and soul.
I'm wondering
if they only like one song. Then
is it in the future to further? Are they gonna start making it more and more flexible for people to play? Are you going to be able to buy levels 1 through 5 and then I don't like this anymore and not
maybe,
buy them?
Yeah, well, like, as in like an extended demo sort of thing. Almost.
Yeah, I mean, this is the magical thing
like,
about
like
DLC.
GTA prologue sort of deal.
It's such an uncharted territory that anything can happen. You know, like you can do what you want.
If they really nut down, they could make
it. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at things like what was it? Skate the DLC to unlock everything.
Oh goodness, don't get him started.
I'm not questioning whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the fact that they did it, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah. That I think is a completely different kettle. You're talking about the.
No, I'm not talking about whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying that it shows another possible side of DLC.
Of the way it can
and
go.
That is a good thing, that there is freedom. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you don't like it or not.
Yeah.
There's freedom.
See, that doesn't bother me. A lot of people get really angry about the fact that. I think this is probably the end of the round two, and almost I'd like to segue into an interesting sort of discussion thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all about.
Ding the bell, bitch.
That was round two. Call of Duty World at War. Zombie mode's fun. I'm backing up, I don't know.
It's too lame. It's really funny. I can't not laugh at that. Okay, so something I've been really interested in, something that Omo brought up before, Chris brought up before, was the really interesting way that DLC is being released, almost as in place of new games. Like, companies very cleverly deciding to release DLC in a very slow period of the time of the year to capture people, make them keep their game, not trade it in, and then actually sort of give them a little bit of like a new game, but it's not quite a new game, but it still takes a little bit of money out of your wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good strategy, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a really positive thing, like similar with Burnout. Like,
Burnout.
Yeah. It was funny, though, the other night we were on Xbox Live hearing you and I think it was another guy we know, Rolkus, who was really kind of pissed off to hear that the new DLC for Burnout wasn't free. And it's like they've given so fucking much for free in updates. And then it was like, oh, they want money. Fuck those guys. It was instant turn on them. But
I didn't say fuck those guys. No. I was just a little like, oh,
damn, I wanted more stuff for free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who doesn't?
But I think that that's a really good way for guys to for companies to not only make me keep their game, but also fill in those dead spots.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be great if January was known as like, oh, that's when all the DLC will come out.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. You know, we don't need a whole new game, but you know you're going to get a little bit more.
Mm, exactly.
Like, I would love that.
I love the fact that Fable coming out in, what was it, October, November, around about.
Yeah.
We had DLC about under 2 months later.
Yeah.
And I don't care how short it is or what anyone thinks of it. We had DLC
exactly
2 months later.
Okay, so that brings up another interesting thing is what's the space in between release and DLC coming out before you start to call bullshit? Is because if something comes out instantly, like if something starts to come out like within 2 weeks or so of a game being released, and it's like, here, now buy extra missions or buy extra stuff. It's like, why the fuck isn't this in the original game?
Exactly.
This will depend. I think this will depend on the game itself. Yep. Like, obviously for Fable, 2 months, if you're right into the game and you're playing it, 2 months is probably going to be enough time to finish
that
game.
Yeah, I
reckon, yeah. Yep.
For me, it worked out perfectly. I doubt I'm the only one that finished it in the same time frame.
Yeah.
As soon as I finished it, pretty much, I reckon within the week that I finished it, there was an announcement for DLC.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, all exactly. Right. And yeah, they leave you enough space for you to enjoy the content that comes.
Yep.
But then they don't instantly release something that
should have been in the game.
Yeah.
And that will depend on the DLC itself and when you play it.
Yes. And I mean, if it came out and it was, hey, look, it's another expression for your guy. Yeah. Or, hey, look, it's a new haircut. I would be like, Who gives a fuck?
Here so I can punch you.
But if you make it worthwhile for us, then we as consumers will respond. You know, exactly. Go, fuck yeah, man, I want that stuff. But I feel like when developers release stuff that isn't worth it too early, then it really undermines their credibility. Like for instance, Skate 2, the one you mentioned doesn't bother me. What it is basically is something that unlocks everything.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't have to do anything. And it's really honest in its description. It actually says time is money. Like, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And it literally just unlocks everything in the game, I think for about $8 on the PlayStation 3. So I assume it's 400 points on the Xbox. So for around about that, you cannot have to spend all that time. If you just want to sit in there and just fuck around and just, you know, have all the stuff straight away, cool, whatever. Yeah. That doesn't bother me. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And if you want to do it, whatever. That's your game. I don't care. If you want to sit there and cheat or go online and, you know.
Well, basically, just spend an extra $8 on the full
wear. I don't cheat.
Exactly,
Which is pretty much what it works out to be. So, it doesn't bother
You're just tough.
I'm tough.
See, that's something I reckon that would be really good in a game like Little Big Planet.
Yeah, see, Little Big Planet. I think
they need to bring that out.
I think you'll see that happen. Like later on, they'll say, here is an unlock key, and it will give you every single thing in the game. I hope they do, because I feel like they are they're missing out on some of that.
Definitely. Like,
totally.
I've finished the game without doing some stuff, and there's not that much that I'm missing, but I think that that would be good. But the thing that
talking, like, for that, obviously, it's the co-op missions and stuff. Co-op missions, the co-op areas.
Yeah, and they're little things.
And that's probably more a detriment. Not a detriment. That's probably more of a mark against PlayStation Network's community, live community.
Yeah.
More so.
Oh, to actually get on.
To have people that you want to actually play. Because you're not a random game
person. I have tried many, many times to jump into those levels with other people so I can download that stuff, to unlock that stuff. But anyway, it's getting off DLC a little bit though.
Sorry.
The DLC stuff that really fucking bothers me is something that, what I've discovered in the last couple of days on Skate, on the PSN store. I haven't seen it on Xbox yet. But it's called the, I think it's called the Filmer Pack or something like that. That's basically charging you $10 to unlock extra camera angles for your replay editor.
Yeah.
Right? What is that bullshit?
It also gives you, unlocks more space for you to store on their servers. I can understand that. Can understand that. I think it's a little bit overpriced for 5 minutes in total.
Yeah.
That's how much you're allowed to store. Wow. Seeing YouTube, you can store, I don't know, 1,000 hours and not get charged a cent.
Yeah.
But things like that, I'm like, okay, fine. But then to hear them knock out features and also extra stuff for your guy, whatever. I don't care about that. But actual features of the editor, they have... Deliberately, I'm calling total bullshit on that. I'm saying you're cutting out stuff you are cutting out content from your final game and then charging to people. And I think that is as low
that's
gets.
Wrong, yeah.
You should have patched that shit in and not made people pay for it.
And isn't it some of it like the filters that were actually in the original game?
There's no real...
Isn't it like the 80s the sepia tone?
They basically said there's extra features. I don't know about that. All I know is there's extra features.
I think someone else I know who's playing the game, one of my young students, he's actually said something like that. Apparently that's in the DLC. I can't confirm apparently what he said.
Okay, so it's... And I did notice, like, one of the things I was really looking forward to in that particular game was, like, I saw that as a... One of the things they were pimping was, check it out, there's tons of new... There's heaps of stuff we can do our replay editor. I was like, awesome. And then I played it. I was like... And I remember straight away, I was complaining to you. I said, I'm a little disappointed at how bare bones this is. They really said how big this is going to be and how good it was going to be. And it was kind of lame.
Yeah.
And that's why. It's because they've cut out features. And I think that is absolutely shit.
Yeah.
Good DLC, I think, can prolong a game's life. Like, you look at
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, oh my God, there's so many people that are holding on to that.
Oh,
what are we actually, while we're on the trolley, can we talk about that a little bit? Lost in the Damned is coming up.
Of course, sure.
Next month?
Yep. Actually, no, we can't.
No, we can't. Oh, bugger.
No, sorry. I'm just going to push stop.
Stop. Oh. What do you think about it? I know you're a bit negative on GTA now. That you've finished it,
you're
a bit
on the brink,
it.
Aren't you? You are.
Yeah,
on the
like
brink
that game would have been taken back to the shop if the DLC wasn't coming out.
Yep, and
I'll probably buy the DLC and then go, man, what did I buy that for? I should have taken it back because then I'm going to take it back anyway.
All right, come check out ours first.
It's 1600 points.
That's a big thing. It's a lot of money, you know.
But I mean,
$20-something.
From the look, I'm keeping pretty dark with it personally.
Yeah.
Oh, same. Yeah.
But I mean, it's got to be big. Like, I mean, as far as not so much like it's huge. Like the actual expansion itself is going to be large.
Yeah, I think it will be actually worth the money as opposed to like, you know, Operation Anchors Ahoy or Fable 2.
Butthole Island.
Yeah, Butthole Island.
I love
fucking
that place.
Operation Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
I think we'll be surprised. I think we'll find that Lost in the Dam will be mini GTA.
They've pimped 20 hours.
Which is 20 hours. And that is worth it. That really
and
is
worth it. Like, but what percentage of that is, hey, look, there's new packages to collect
that's got to be quests.
I don't know much about
missions,
it, but is there...
No, yeah, there's a ton
new
of missions.
City, is it existing in it's in the same
city?
It's no new bits.
That's fine, I guess.
I got a feeling that this is going to be worth the money.
Yeah.
You've
got to have faith in those guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's Rockstar. It's GTA. It's their flagship.
It's their baby. That's right.
And this is the thing I like.
They're not going to let this fall by the wayside.
No.
It's going to be...
No.
Everyone's been talking about this since the fucking game came out.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're not going to let it fall.
This is the kind of DLC that I really, really like is the fact that they've pushed it back. They've gone, that's supposed to be released. It's not done. Fuck off. Like, it's not done yet.
Yep.
And it's not like... Because it was an exclusive, too. So you can imagine them releasing something going, meh.
Because they're going to have the Xbox dudes going, you know, this better be fucking worth it. And they're going to have the PS3 dudes going, oh, it's shit. Ha ha. You paid money for something that's fucking crap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they've got all this shit weighing on the line. It's got to be... Spot on. It's going to be really
good.
Do you know
what I want in my current zombie-filled mayhem? Is what I want is them to say, here's a Left 4 Dead mode.
For GTA.
Shut up.
Imagine that.
The city. GTA style. And you can just say, you have to drive from this side of the city to the other and see what happens. How good would it be?
Oh, man. That would be so good.
Rockstar, do it, man.
Listen to us.
Listen to us.
We know you're listening.
We are your public.
We are. But that would be... There was actually rumours a little while ago about them talking about some kind of zombie mode.
Well, they had the zombie skin.
Yeah, whether or not that was just rumblings or misinterpretations about that, who knows? But that would be so much fun.
It'd be perfect. Yeah.
Get to a helicopter and literally fly it out.
Fly it out, yeah, exactly.
Come on.
It would be exactly the same as playing Cops and Crooks.
Oh, but changing
the zombies.
Exactly. Yeah. It could be done. Do you guys know how to program Xbox 360?
All the time.
Look, man, I've got a PC. I've got Notepad.
Yeah.
I can do basic HTML.
Yep, cool. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Seriously, let's get this thing happening.
Yep.
Let's do it. I've got voice recorder. We can do the sound effects.
All right, let's do it now.
Yep.
Okay, all right, cool. Let's take a break and go and do that.
Cool. We'll be back soon with the GTA 4 zombie DLC, so stick around. It's going to be like a million points, so start saving. Tell you everything. Give me some money. Give me some money. I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I finished off Mirror's Edge, so Run Dead is is now running.
And anyone who listened to last week's show, we didn't know about that when we were recording it. Adam just chucked in a nice little remix of me saying Run Run Dead. But I finished that off, and I would still say exactly the same thing. It's cool as fuck, but I'd like to whoever designed the last part of the game, I would like to walk up and punch him in the face, because it is, until you get there, like you both will get there and see it. Oh, Adam might not.
I will not.
it is just pure frustration.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I found the rest of it, like there was another couple really cool parts.
I don't like it when games do that. I think that's just cheap when they substitute a boss battle or an end sequence.
Yeah.
All they do is ramp up the difficulty, or they make it frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a conscious thing, but I hate it when games do that. I think it's cheap.
I did the last part, I would imagine, about, I think, over 30 times in a row.
Yeah.
And that's not a short amount of... It probably would have taken Yeah, it was very difficult. And the thing is, I was thinking, oh, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And then... But one time, I would die in 10 seconds...
Yeah.
And another time I would die in 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and I'd be doing exactly the same thing every time. Yeah. And it was just over a fluke that I got it.
Do you know what it reminds me of is when you're back at school and you've got an assignment and you're writing a story and then you just like, you got to hand it in the next day and then you just rush to the last couple of sentences.
And then they got married.
And then they got married and then the winner got a sword and killed the demons.
Killed the demons. Hooray!
Hooray! The end. F+.
F+. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
No, it'd be C-.
Yes, C-. Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
I don't get grounded.
I really would love to see that DLC. I wish they...
Talk about hiring the PS3 version so we can play that free level.
Yeah.
What DLC?
There's one free level of DLC for PS3 only.
Yeah.
Oh.
Giant coloured blocks in space.
Oh, that's right. No one's heard about
the DLC for Mirror's Edge. It's got this, what other people have described it as, almost like the VR missions for Metal Gear.
It's Metal Gear subsistence craziness.
Yeah. So it looks interesting. I would actually prefer to play that game than I would prefer to play.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't know. I haven't played it yet. It might be dull.
Well, from the videos, it just looks, because it's all free running pretty much. There's no combat.
But I tell you, by the end of it, that free running stuff doesn't even. I don't know. I wasn't getting a massive buzz.
Would it be different if it was made? I mean, I can only assume that they've made this DLC to showcase the free running element of it. Would it be different if it's like
either that or to appeal to the time trial freaks?
True. Maybe it's just more of the same, but just not Cityscape.
I don't know. I'd love to give it a crack. Like, it looks fun and weird.
Definitely.
Other than that, Fable DLC. Me and Adam not have both Island. Played that.
Yeah, that's
have
it.
You got that?
I certainly do.
And did you finish it?
No.
Well, it's only about an hour's work.
I didn't realize that you had to keep going back.
Yeah,
I did it and made the river evaporate, and then I thought that was the end.
You went, oh man!
I'm like, this is really short.
These bitches are hot. This is what they want. Did you see anyone on a beach towel rubbing in suntan lotion?
No.
Hooray!
Thank you, man.
That seems to be a bit of a trend, actually, with the DLC lately, which is mainly, obviously, Fable and Fallout, which we'll talk about soon. But it seems as though they're kind of, like, as far as the whole game add-on pack thing, like Far Cry did it. I don't know how well that sold.
Did they?
Yeah, it's a game
yeah,
add-on
weapons.
Pack that... Yeah.
It wasn't like extra missions.
No missions.
No, no, yeah. Exactly. But I'm wondering, what I would like to know is how much that sold, compare it to how much the Fable one sold, which is basically the same sort of thing, but they've obviously draped it in an extra level, an extra quest.
Oh, right. You know what I mean? So what you're meaning is like Fable's new guns are add-ons for your character and other shit. To be honest, the stuff that I found in the Fable add-on thing, I was a little bit disappointed with.
It was weak, yeah.
I was like, Greaser jacket. Woohoo! That's lame.
That's lame, but it's kind of cool as well.
I didn't like it at all.
I think because it's not something you're going to find in the regular game, obviously.
Yeah.
But some of those new weapons are really quite cool. Like, you probably wouldn't use them. Like, I've got the Daichi Katana.
Yep.
that's someone's new gamer tag, which
is your best friend.
It's one of Chris's best friends. But yeah, I've got that, and that's by far
the
best weapon
in
the game.
Yeah.
So a lot of these new legendary weapons, they're really cool, and they're definitely worth getting.
Where do you get them? No spoilers. So there's new
weapons? It's in the swap place where you swap something for something.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that in a sec. But what my point is, basically, is it's like if Fable had have just said, here's suits of armor, here's a suit of armor good and
here's
some weapons, one would have bought it.
I reckon a lot of people would have bought it and been pissed off.
Yeah. Exactly. And then that would have spilled on. People said, don't buy it.
So
whereas because it's just dripped in this extra quest glaze.
Yeah.
People are like, yes.
That's a word picture.
Yeah, I like
I'm
it.
Imagining that right now. That's like a suckling
don't
pig.
Eat it. Don't eat that.
Suckling pig of Fable.
Because it's got that, I mean, it's so much easier to buy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Far Cry 2. Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that didn't sell very well, the game add-on pack.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound that tantalizing.
No.
What,
do you know
weapons?
What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a fucking deal.
And even to a certain extent, like a suit of armor for Fable would not be that tantalizing.
Mm. Yeah, unless it was totally rad and it gave you extra stuff. But the clothes don't give you anything other than like how afraid people are.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff,
exactly.
Which I've never felt.
How easy would have been for them to make one quest.
Yeah,
and then just chuck that shit in and then go 800 points. Done.
They basically did though. Like, I mean, even though it's quite an elaborate quest, I do feel like it is a quest.
Yeah,
like even though it's three parts,
it's a quest triptych.
Yes, triptych.
Triptych.
Ooh,
fucking arts guy.
Yeah, no, it's like a three parter that has some interesting things they didn't do anywhere else in the game. As for the actual bits inside it, I feel like those bits, like the actual stuff that's the mission is a little bit dull. Like, I found the actual missions themselves, nothing that special.
Yeah, no.
But it didn't bother me because it was more stuff. And I love Fable. It wasn't like all the missions were like radically different.
Mm.
I'm like, oh my God, I fight a troll. What a fucking shock. Mm. I thought that the enemies that were shadow versions of the other enemies, that was pretty weak.
Yeah, you weren't happy with those, were you?
I was like, that's just... Like, but she's wearing a new hat.
Oh my god! I found that the same thing that was kind of. I found the whole thing kind of lame. It's like how I only did the first bit, you know. Like it's because the second bits are still the fucking same. You're still going back and forth between the same shit.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do it for me.
I was just gonna say, you know what's cool though is once you finish it all, and this is probably a bit of a spoiler, but I mean. The amount of people that have already bought it, you would be finished by now. So I'm going to assume that you finished it. If I've spoiled it for you, I'm really sorry.
Oh, just spoiler.
Basically, once you get all the three climate totems or weather totems.
What? No, sorry.
you can keep going back and changing the weather. So if you need to get to a particular part, like say, for example, you need to get to this cabin, you can't get there unless it's cold.
I think
that's really cool.
Okay, here's my theory with that. Fable is such a big idea game, and it can only deliver some small things because of cost and blah, blah, blah. Like, Peter Molyneux wants trees to fucking grow in this game, right?
He wants that guy's also batshit crazy.
Yeah, he wants you to be able to kill a guy and then a town not develop because he wasn't there to build it, right? Yeah. So that weather-changing system and the way that it alters the map, I feel like that was what will be what he wants for, say, Fable 3, in which is like, man, you can't get there until it's winter. So there'll be parts of the map,
which is totally
like seasonally,
to think about something like
that will be blocked off. So it'll be like, you can't go there because there's too many, you know, whatevers in this particular season. Or, you know, I think that he's that seems like a little bit of a testing ground for us. Like, well, how can we make all the seasons cycle in a map so we can show off how we can make a very tight environment that works almost like a puzzle? Like, I was like, oh, there's a treasure chest there. I'm like, motherfucker. Frozen. Oh, I'll just thaw it out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, but I can't get there because it was something else. So you had to figure out the right combination. Yeah. I thought that was really cool, but I feel like it's a testing bed.
Yeah, totally.
I think that it's the way they've done it, they were very clever about it in that it's like maximum content for minimum effort.
Yes.
Yeah, like it's a very small area. They've gone, all right,
and
we've only got this amount of time.
Towers, and there's rivers, and there's snow, and there's ice. Yeah, yeah, right.
The fact that all those elements work together in that one little area is quite well done.
So I don't know. I kind of fired it up and thought, this is kind of a bit of a waste of money. It was good, but I just found there wasn't as much adventuring as I would like.
I think that the fact that them coming out at 800 points...
Adventuring, I'm a fucking nerd.
I think 800 points is overpriced for both.
Definitely,
I feel like if it was 400 points, you'd be sitting there going, fuck it, man. It's 400 points. Yeah. It's good enough.
Even 500 points, that's the 500. That's the bracket. 500, well, exactly. 1,000.
Yep.
If you didn't have to buy... fucking 1,000 points to get an 800 point thing.
They'll never do that. They sell you 500 points and they charge you 400. That's the way it works. So if it's 400, I'd be absolutely stoked and I would buy the next one in a heartbeat. But because it was $15 for me to buy, for me to play for an hour, sort of like, I'm not using any of this gear. I don't want to go there and change a whole bunch of weather every 5 minutes. I've bought all the businesses and I'm out. You know, you're looking at it maybe a couple of hours worth of content. I don't feel like $15 for me is a fair price. I feel like... they need to think about... Have a look at the way that the iPhone apps sell. They're fucking dirt cheap and they sell a fucking ton because they're so bloody cheap.
That's right.
And if you went in there and said, hey, if we price this down, more people are going to buy it. They're going to go, fuck it, I'll buy it.
But at the same time, they don't use Apple Fun Bucks to sell their game. So it makes it a bit easier. I'm going to spend $1.20 because you know you're spending $1.20.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, 400, you could have 250 points sitting left over from something and go, oh, fuck it, that's only 200 points. I might get that, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like lower price point makes me instantly, like, I would buy...
Cheaper anything is going to work.
Yeah.
But for gamers, especially.
Yeah, and digital distribution. And speaking, like, might as well transition, talking about the... for you to talk about the Fallout DLC. I would buy, for 400 points, I would buy that Fallout DLC, even though I'm nowhere near that.
Yeah.
That part. For 400 points, I would not even think twice.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely 400 points should be the max for that DLC.
Yeah.
I downloaded it, fired it up. I was just chatting with a mate while we were playing it. I finished that in like maybe 2-3 hours.
Yeah,
which is $10, right?
So we're talking about Operation Anchorage.
There's no anchors in it, funnily enough. I was a bit disappointed because I love a good anchor, but
especially Anchorage.
It's based in Alaska,
I'm fucking Canadian. It's good ass.
Canadian.
Alaska's not in Canada.
Shut up.
It's its own thing.
Oh, no, it shifted in the nuclear holocaust.
Oh, of course, a bomb blew it sideways.
Read up your history, man. Read it up.
These Alaskans are like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
She's not in Canada.
I find it interesting that you say you are nowhere near up to buying that yet in the game. Now, I find that I've finished the game. I am not getting my money's worth by buying it. With this Operation Anchorage, you need to buy that shit when you are where you are, Adam, level 11.
Level 7 to 10.
Because basic level 7 to 10, roundabouts.
Sorry.
Because basically this is like a 2-3 hour straight romp. It's totally linear. There is no exploration in it. And it's really interesting. It's kind of gone back to being like a... Because the whole story of this is you've got to play through a simulation to open up a door for the Brotherhood Outcast to get some cool new tech. So the whole thing being a simulation, there's like health stations in the game, ammo refilling stations. Like, it's really weird. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, completely not.
But your reward for finishing the simulation is you get access to this vault. It's got shit in it. Fuck you, it's $15. You're going to get ripped off anyway, so you must get ripped off by me first. So at the end of it, you get a cool ninja suit, a cool ninja sword, and you get an awesome Gauss rifle. I don't know how you say that word. G-A-U-S-S.
I think it's shotgun?
Gauss. I've always said Gauss.
Is that what that is? Yeah, that's Gauss. Oh, no, it shoots...
What am I thinking? There's this particular, like, there's a particular shotgun that's like
shoots
a,
like
gauze.
Isn't it like uranium and it shoots? I don't give a shit. It's a gun. It's a cool gun.
Well, if you're going to spoil it properly, man.
Right, sorry. No. So what I've found is I'm level 20. I have finished the game. I've gone through this mission, done it. I've got all this cool stuff and I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, because
you're going to kill a mole rat. Like, it's...
But you'll be able to use that in the next DLC.
I will, but I have to wait.
The level cap goes up.
Yeah, that's
I thought
right.
It was in this DLC the level cap
goes up.
No,
it's not.
Up,
it's, yeah, it's not, unfortunately. Brotherhood of
something. Brotherhood something.
Cloth. I don't know. yeah. So I think that, like, you guys should buy it because you will benefit from the extra stuff while you're playing the game.
Could you buy it for me?
I could do that. Like,
that would be
possible.
Excellent.
That's actually a thing that could happen, but I'm not going
but
to.
But he's not going to do it.
I'm actually going to do it. Damn it. No, sorry. Sorry.
I'm keen. I just haven't... I felt like I needed to play more Fallout to do it. That's why I haven't bought it.
Yeah, but if
you think...
Dude, you seriously should get it.
All right. Because I am up to about level... 13, 14 now. And
you're at level 11. I saw you playing.
Do you know there's a fucking what? Am I?
I don't know.
Do you know there's a there's one of the level up. Once you level up, you get you choose whatever your thing is, and then you get to the next section.
Yep.
There is one of those you choose will bump you up the next level again.
Yeah, I did that.
That is hilarious.
The
and
here
then you
and
get
now
to do
perk,
it. Yeah,
yeah,
here and now.
It's really
and you
good.
You get to do it all over again, like straight away.
Yeah, and you
like,
get, yeah.
Motherfucker, why didn't I do that before?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's really
cool,
awesome. Yeah.
Those little, what are they?
That's a perk, I think.
Is that a perk?
Yeah.
A lot of those perks are excellent.
They are, it's really
I'm just
cool.
Waiting for a moment there where like I don't need anything else, so I can just get the bloody mess perk.
Oh, I know.
I just
want
to have a look at it.
It doesn't happen, man. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. I just
want
to look at it.
I know, it'd be cool.
Especially looking down the list as well and seeing like the ones that I haven't even been able to get yet.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Mysterious Stranger one.
Yep.
That's hilarious. Have you heard about that?
Heard about the Mysterious Stranger, but I haven't.
Well, the perk is, I won't talk too much about Fallout, but like the perk is basically when you go into VATS, every now and again, a Mysterious Stranger will pop out and help you fight and basically come out with a 44 and just like shoot the dude and then go away again.
Cool.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's great. I really want that perk.
And
so,
I
think it's, is it attached to a quest or something? Or
cause no, you've just got to, perks have sometimes got, prerequisites, so you've got to have like this much charisma and this much strength or something, whatever. Did I tell you Sham and one of his mates, Sham is like a friend of ours on Xbox, they played the PC version and hacked it, so they got the Mysterious Stranger's Magnum. It does 10,000 damage.
Get stuffed. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
My goodness.
So it's pretty funny.
That is crazy. Mm. Alright, we might take a quick break anyway and we'll be back with some more stuff after this, so stick around.
So when I heard the second one was coming out, I looked at a few
So with January's dry spell, it's given us a fair chance to kind of have a look at the coming months and what we're kind of looking forward to.
Mm,
yeah.
And it's actually looking pretty bright.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Like the sun.
Like the sun, if you look directly at it.
But less bright.
Yeah, not as bright, less radiant heat.
Sort of a medium brightness.
Yeah. So we've kind of been talking about what's coming up and what we're looking forward to.
I'm...
Lately.
Yeah,
I'm digging Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
Woo!
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It just...
Yeah, I was never even a Street Fighter fan.
Really?
No.
I like Turbo. No. Like, I really like this. I love playing it on SNES, but it was never, never as big in our circle as Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah.
But I still loved it. Like, it was still, it was still fun. It was just kind of... harder. Like, I feel like there's more finesse and more technique involved in it.
Yeah, definitely.
I was an original Street Fighter 2 guy.
Yeah.
On arcade. I never played it on any systems, any home systems. And I would always go M. Bison because he was easy to use.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's my extent of my Street Fighter knowledge.
Yeah, Street Fighter 2 on SNES was like the first video game that blew me away. Yeah, like, I saw that shit and just went... holy shit. Because at the time I was playing Atari 2600. That's all we had.
First time I ever played Street Fighter was on Street Fighter 2 was on my PC. And it was like an emulation of it. And it was hard as a motherfucker, but it looked amazing. Yeah, it just looked so cool. So the thing that really gets me about Street Fighter 4 is why I'm excited to play it is because we have not had a couch fighter forever. Like, the last game that I sat down and beat the fuck out of my friends with was Tekken. Back in the days of a small flat, everyone drinking red wine, and the whole lounge room filled with smoke, we were just, you know, it was pretty dodgy, but it was amazingly fun.
It was.
And there was numerous Smash controllers of mine back on my PlayStation 1 that would only work upside down.
I forgot about that.
And it was Tekken 3. We fucking loved that game. So I'm keen on having a game where we can sit down as a group again and just play some fucking fighter.
Yeah, not and online, so, like sitting there with
just pass the controller.
Bowl of chips, a bunch of beers, and have a bit of fun.
Fighters, to me, have the same attraction as Rock Band does. It's like I have... people saying, hey, you can play Rock Band online. It's like, fuck that. Yeah. What's the point if I can't see my friend doing something funny?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
So I'm super stoked for that. Yeah. Is there, and I have no reason to be. Like, I'm not a fighter guy.
No, same. I'm horrible at them. Mm. I'm horrible at fighting games.
Yeah. So I think that we've got a good plan. We're going to go halves in it on the PS3, me and Adam, because the controller is just better, and we can't legitimize arcade sticks.
Yet. Being a D-pad fighter player, which I think most fighter players, if they don't have a arcade stick, will usually go for the D-pad.
And the Xbox One is fucking balls. Yeah. Yeah. So
mine is. It's a strange attraction, that one. Yeah.
But next one?
I'm really looking forward to Killzone 2.
Yeah.
Really looking. I love Killzone 1. Yeah, PS2. So
you and like eight other guys love Killzone 1.
Pretty much. We got a little fan club going and we get together every couple of months and
sit there and go, how good was it? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It was good.
Catch.
Sayers.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first one, so that's kind of a bit of a treat for me to play too. And hearing that it's getting these rave reviews...
Yeah, it looks beautiful. What I've seen of it looks insane.
I really wish it was an Xbox game, because I think this would be... this would really benefit from my friends list and the people that I have on my friends list.
Yeah, it would blow the fuck up.
This is probably going to be game that actually builds my friends list on my PS3 maybe 10.
Have you got 3? I think I've got about 7.
I've probably got 4 or 5 actually.
Yeah, on
you guys are pimps.
We are pimps.
Yeah, which seems PSN hilarious. Pimps.
You know everyone.
Yeah.
I'm excited about.
Everyone's got a PS3.
I'm excited about that because I want another reason to play my PS3 because I love the way it looks on my TV because it runs through HDMI and looks rad.
Delicious. Yes.
And I can't wait to have another reason to turn it on that isn't Little Big Planet or Everybody's Golf.
Yeah. And this will be hopefully the game that makes you buy one.
Yeah, it's the straw that will break almost back.
Definitely inching me forward to getting a PS3. Yeah.
I've heard, was just looking through my daily feeds the other day, and apparently they're implementing a perk system very similar to Call of Duty.
Brilliant.
Which is like, yes.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
good move.
That's great. All I need is leveling up multiplayer.
Just a word to every shooter from now on, just steal it.
Yeah,
who cares?
Pretty much.
It's awesome.
Pretty much.
It is carrot and stick, WoW style. It is just totally compelling. Yeah. Everyone steal it, please.
It's proof in the pudding. Look at Call of Duty 4.
Pudding.
Which, Far Cry 2. Well, not that we played much, but it worked in that too.
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Did you? Yes. I'm sorry, did you both take that back?
I got to level 2.
Works like a treat. All right, what else?
I'm really looking forward to Resident Evil 5.
Resident Evil 5.
Yes.
Man, that game looks good. Graphically?
Yeah.
Oh,
through your eyes?
I did a quick little rant on the blog a week or two ago, Just saying that it's basically, I reckon that the whole visual side of it, they've been able to maintain this gritty, dirty, grimy look, but make it still look so beautiful.
Yeah. It's like very cinematic.
The dude looks like a fucking bodybuilder and the chick looks like a model.
Yeah. Get bigger
and
really funny.
Yeah. Everything looks horrible and they're just like, oh, they're just totally
beautiful
fucking
people
beautiful.
In a horrible environment. Yeah,
that's what they're fighting out. Yeah. They've actually been dropped in, as far as I know the story is, they've been dropped in to kill all anyone who's unattractive.
Unattractive, yes.
And they're just there to murder them all.
Yeah. Gucci reps or something.
You guys are disgusting! Kill it!
Spraying them with Calvin Klein #1.
Oh, look at his face! Oh, it's awful!
But, I mean, the demo, I don't know if anyone's played the demo yet. Yeah. You would have by now. It's out on Xbox Live. It's looking really good. There's a lot of argument about the fact that it's not... It should be more like Dead Space. There's a major comparison going on there. Like, huge.
Yeah, I found you weren't as mobile in Resident Evil for some reason.
But that's true. Yeah, it's true to the game.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not saying it's a bad thing. It's just different.
I find things... There's, like, contradictions in the controls being, like, when you go to do a teammate move, all of a sudden you flip this chick around like she's a piece of fucking, you know, polystyrene. You just pick her up and throw her across a gap.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, and then you move like you're a Sherman tank.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems kind of weird like that. Yeah. And those giant flipping across gaps and stuff, they feel very Japanese.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden,
a lot of that was in 4 too.
Yeah, like, it's very stylized movement. Yeah,
totally. But I mean, there's going to be some pretty... I sort of felt Dead Space was lending a lot from Resident Evil 4 in general. And not that was,
I think
that
the
was
argument,
fine, but now like it's almost like the argument now is that Dead Space is the new Resident Evil 4 as far as gameplay. It does a lot of things a lot better.
That's what I got.
And it's only backed up by the demo of Resident Evil 5 because it is very... it's very... Not clunky. Clunky's the wrong word. It's very hefty. You're very hefty the way you move, and like I said, it's true to the style.
And it's really ironic because in Dead Space you're wearing a suit with fucking metal armor on it.
Yeah,
and in Resident Evil you're wearing a t-shirt.
It's a good t-shirt. It's heavy.
It's very heavy cotton.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm pumped as fuck for that game. I really
I'm keen to check it out.
I'm hoping as much as people, and I'm a fan of this
the genre?
I'm a fan of games progressing, like, you know, evolving.
Yes.
But I kind of got this little sort of hope that it is pretty much exactly like Resident Evil 4.
Yes. Yeah, but
sometimes you
next
don't
gen,
need things
next
to...
Next gen continuation. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yep.
It's like Fable.
Yeah.
I'm just happy.
Yeah,
more,
just,
more,
yeah,
more
it's
Fable.
Exactly
just,
like
yeah, exactly,
Fable. That
yeah.
was...
Yeah.
It's a perfect example. Yep. It's a really good example.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm
kind of got a bit of a goner for Gona. I haven't used that for ages.
Gona. What is a Gona, Chris?
A Gona is a virtual boner, we should say, you get for
geek boner.
For a geek boner for like movies, games, action figures.
Only you get a Gona for action figures.
No, I don't you can fucking talk. Your house is a shrine to action figures. I've got what? I've got one fucking Vault-Tec bobblehead.
All I can say is,
what perk does that give you extra nerddom?
That's the fuck off, you've got more toys than me perk.
True.
And I've got an Optimus Prime.
Yeah, fair enough.
So screw you.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
Yes. So yeah, it's basically a movie, game, whatever that you've got a hard-on for.
Yep.
So that is a goner. So anyway, I've got a bit of a goner for Hawks. Or Whore X.
No. Go, please get X. Go with, please go with Hawks.
Hawks.
Please don't Google Whore X.
Don't
I'm
look,
just saying.
Don't look for that.
Not, for, not safe for work.
Yeah. Do it. Third one down.
Okay, so Hawks.
I'm just... I don't
Isn't
know
like
why.
A, like a flight...
Yeah, it's a
fighter
plane. It's an arcade fighter plane thing. Like,
Tom
I don't
Clancy.
Know... Yeah, which I don't know why that's in there.
Because Tom Clancy is...
Tom Clancy
is worth some dollars,
He's just a... Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I just think it's going to be fun. I love fighter planes and that. I just think it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it looks...
And it's got cooperative multiplayer.
Oh.
Which, in an arcade thing like that, could be fun.
Mm.
I know you chumps aren't going to buy it. You'll
borrow
it.
I'd be interested.
No, you won't even.
I feel like that's a very solo thing, and when you'd be broken apart, you might not see each other that much because you're flinging around so fast, but I think that could be fun.
Yeah. I don't know, I just think it's got potential.
Be interesting.
Be
interesting.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I don't care about you.
I think
I'll come around and watch you play.
The next couple of months, fairly covered.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yep. I mean, unless anything gets dropped that we forget about.
Yeah, well, that could happen, but yeah.
I mean, there's being announcements being made, but I don't know what's happening in the next few months. Yeah. We're not that lucky, I don't think.
Yep, no.
Yeah.
There was a gas shortage and a flock of seagulls. That was bad.
That's
bad. And the
one thing we haven't touched on much in the Ran Theory podcast, the whole last two that we've done, is just general news, what's happened in the last couple of weeks.
Interesting things that have happened in games.
In the internet world.
Yeah.
And one of those things is the new Transformers movie.
Mm.
Oh, boy. Ooh. This is teetering on the edge of...
Okay, first what, problem.
Okay, so these pictures that I've just seen...
Yeah.
We've been seeing pictures of the new of Soundwave, which is my favourite Transformer.
I have a t-shirt with him emblazoned on it.
Emblazoned.
In his old ass beatbox form.
He was playing tapes.
He played tapes.
Cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Tapes.
Okay, so I'm currently looking at a picture of Soundwave now, which...
Mind you, it is a toy version.
That doesn't matter.
Which is going to be based on what he looks like.
Exactly. So, and you're a hardcore Transformers fan.
I like them. I do like them a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, what the fuck?
Pretty much.
That is horrible. What have they done?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so worried they're going to fuck this up.
Oh, I reckon.
For the uninformed, the original Soundwave was a very boxy character, but he was very cool. Iconic.
He looked tough. He had like the if a robot could look like a bodybuilder, he looked like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, he was like
had like a cannon on his shoulder.
He talked like a robot. He was the only robot that talked like a token robot.
Monotone.
Yeah,
digital
he looked
sounding.
Like the one that always would have everyone's back. Like he just stood in the background.
Yeah,
and he knew he was there. If you got fucked with, you'd bust your nuts.
And if fucking Starscream, he was stabbing his back like Megatron's back as often as he could. Was fucking Soundwave?
Yeah, he was there.
He was always there.
So now they basically made him look a lot like sort of like a cross between an aircraft carrier and a sword.
Yeah,
and there's a whole bunch of shit. It actually looks like one of those multi tools.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, one of those things you're like, where the fuck's that thing? Yeah, where's the fuck that thing to get dirt out of horse's hooves? Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, thank God, that's exactly what he looks like. A Leatherman.
It is really. Oh man, I'm I am genuinely concerned about this movie.
Not to mention the return of LaToya
Shaboosh. Oh, fuck, I hate that guy so much.
I like him.
I want to watch Constantine again because you brought this up to me today. The fact because I know that he fucking dies in it. I do not like this actor at all. I think Shia LaBeouf, what the fuck his name is.
LaBeouf Shatoya.
This is a personal preference of mine. I just don't like him.
That's
I think
fine.
He's one-dimensional.
Fine.
I think he's... looks like a douchebag.
I'm looking at that picture. To me, that reeks of them wanting to sell toys. Like they've gone, here's our toy design. Can you put it in the movie somehow?
There is another picture which I've got in front of me. I can't turn it around to show you. There is literally a couple of Transformers called the Twins. I don't know if they got names or anything like that. I can't
Played by
find
the
it.
Olsen Twins, I believe.
The Twins are two Autobots that transform into the Chevy Beat. And Chevy Trax concept cars by themselves.
Good Lord. See that? Oh my God.
The concept picture is them standing back to back with their arms crossed.
Oh, so we've
like
got more
80s
jazz.
Fucking rappers.
Is there a clock around anyone's neck?
No, you
probably,
know what it's like.
It's probably the friggin' dash display or something on his chest.
If anything Transformers 1 needed was more jazz.
Oh goodness.
Jazz poor, was easily the
poor,
strongest character of all.
Jazz.
And when he got torn in half, I didn't cheer.
No.
Much.
At all.
No, you did.
Okay, so that's a bit disappointing. Yeah.
So we're concerned. We are concerned about the Transformers movie.
Yeah.
As I've said before, don't fuck with my childhood.
Yes,
totally.
Indeedy. You're listening, Robert Rodriguez, if you are making a Predator remix.
It's the first scary movie I ever watched.
Same.
Really?
Yeah.
High five.
Totally.
From here.
Yeah. All right. Another thing that popped up in the my daily feeds was the Batman Arkham Asylum Joker's Trap trailer.
Yep, now we've all seen it.
Yeah.
It looks good.
It looks really sick.
The first trailer of that game, I was like, okay. But that one, man, that was really
good. It was
kind of
slow. And you had no idea what the game was going to play like.
Yeah.
But the graphics so far look fucking bullshit.
And the fighting was really meaty.
Yeah, totally. I don't know what kind of game it is. It was sort of like, is this a brawler? Is it stealthy? What the fuck is it?
He was ducking at one point.
Yeah, it might be... Because that's like the complete element of like stealth.
I know.
He's crouched.
He's behind a low fence.
I can't see him.
But one complaint so far.
Oh, the voice acting sounded like balls.
I'd like to say, I think it could be the actor that plays Kronk on Emperor's New Groove that does Batman.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know, but it sounds like it.
If that's the case...
Squeaker, 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 squeaker.
And Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Mark
Hamill. Oh, I think he sounds like cock knocker. That wasn't in the script.
It does actually sound
like a punch in the motherfucking nuts
by a guy named Cockknocker.
Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh yeah,
if you haven't seen it,
you gotta watch it.
All right, okay, enough of that.
That's enough of that.
But apart from that, it looks really good. This is sitting.
I see what you mean
now.
I see what you mean. It's sort of like. So going, oh, please be good. I'd love to have it.
Yeah.
The last game that I enjoyed that had Batman in the title was Batman 2 on the SNES. And it was a scrolling beat-em-up. And in retrospect, it wasn't very good. But, and we never made past like level 2. But I wish it was good. I hope it's good.
Yeah, I love Batman so much. Yeah. They need to not fuck it up. That needs to be... I mean, come on. It's Batman. Batman versus the Joker.
How can you mess it up?
It's the content alone is got to be hard to fuck up. You've just got to build a good game around
it. I am baffled that there still hasn't been a GTA Batman knockoff.
Exactly. Like,
apparently, the pandemic was making one not long ago and it got the arse. But
that's probably a good thing.
Given their recent track record, they could make something that could potentially be
really
good.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Get mercs and like polish it.
Good mercs and polish
it.
Batman. Another game that would make a great Batman clone would be Crackdown, which apparently Ruffian Games, I think it's called.
New Dudes,
which I think are part of the development team that made Crackdown, part of the development team that made Fable 2, and part of the development team that made MotoGP of all games.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Apparently are working on a project they're calling... conspicuously enough, Crackdown 1.5.
Yeah.
Good lord. What's it about?
Could be anything.
Who knows?
Which I'm really stoked to hear about what they're going to do. Major fan of Crackdown 1.
If it was a Crackdown sequel, I would fucking do backflips.
Yeah.
But the way that it's codenamed, that almost sounds like they've clearly released this information, right?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like they've got, it's called Crackdown 1.5. Are they laying down the foundation saying, hey, Microsoft Studios aren't making Crackdown 2. We're making Crackdown 1.5 codenamed, but then making a different game that's so similar.
Yeah, I reckon that's the way it's going to go.
Maybe.
Fingers fucking crossed. I don't care. If I can get more Crackdown, if it's called Crackdown or it's called whatever, I'm into it.
Balls
Infamous.
Down. Infamous.
Yeah.
Prototype down.
Yeah, I don't care. The more the better.
That was a great game. If I can find a game where I'm allowed to jump on rooftops again from the ground.
That was good fun.
Yeah, that was a top game.
So yeah, fingers crossed they
be more fun in a Batman suit, but
that is true.
That's just me.
That is true. That could work really well. So
and with a Batmobile.
I would just love you to be able to be more flexible with how your character developed. Like, if you wanted to be a gun guy, you could be a gun guy. If you wanted to be an Incredible Hulk punch holes and stuff guy, I'd just like them to make it more RPG-ish, and I think that game could be actually
Definitely.
Same game.
Tons of depth.
Yeah.
But yeah, totally.
A fighting guy, like a ninja.
Yeah.
Dude, it'd be amazing. You know, turn invisible, infiltrate. It'd be great.
We're talking like almost like a Fallout 3 style Crackdown game.
Except completely dumb. Like,
Yeah. Just the basic RPG elements. Yeah.
Fucking oath. I think that would be really good. I'd play that game in a heartbeat. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, I won't.
I wasn't that worried.
No, actually, I didn't really, you know.
Yeah. There's also talk of, it popped up as well, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Smash Brothers style game.
Oh, my lord.
Sorry, made by the same people who made Smash Brothers.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Oh, really?
Not necessarily going to be Smash Brothers-esque, but okay. It does sound like, it does look like a brawler.
Yeah.
On a single stage, so that is very...
Very much a Smash Brothers style game.
Yeah, I love Smash Brothers. I totally think that's super fun, and I think the Ninja Turtles license totally fits in that world.
It does, doesn't it?
Just completely. Crazy, over the top, ridiculous attacks, and I can imagine setting a whole bunch of mouses on a bunch of people. You know, or having Baxter Stockman fly in as a character, or fly in. Oh man, did you hear that?
Dude, I don't know who the fuck is Baxter Stockman.
Baxter Stockman's half a fly.
Oh, is he the fly dude?
Yeah. I just made like a mad pun without even knowing.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, dude, you're not Ninja Turtles.
I thought I was.
You're a chump.
No, that's fair enough. I love a chump. I'm actually a chump.
Yeah, I didn't know the name of him. You're way nerd than me, but like...
Yeah, fucking oath.
Yeah.
Hey, good work there. Go.
That's okay. It's a good thing.
It's good.
But, I mean, I think that could be really fun.
What are we talking? What console are we talking?
Would it have to be Wii?
Yeah, I think it's Wii.
I guess Wii's kind of Smash Brothers, almost the Smash Brothers style.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, because you can kind
of... God, I wish it was Live Arcade.
Oh, yeah.
I'd buy that.
That'd work.
Man, I love the games are going back to being simple. Some of them like that. It's so good. Yeah.
There was a game not long ago called Small Arms that tried to make a very similar style game to Smash Brothers, but it wasn't very fun.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was fun.
Yeah, it got really close. Yeah.
Yeah, they tried. Good on them.
The other thing, I found something, a fantastic story. I love when great stories come out of games. If you've ever heard of EVE Online, it's basically like a spaceship MMO.
It's an old one too, isn't it?
It's been going for a while.
It's been going for a while, but it's still holds up.
It's evolved, yeah.
And the way it's basically turned is like this hardcore psychotic fan base where it's, you know, dudes run real businesses. Dudes run real governments, dudes run real banks. And that's where the funny story happens. Yeah. Apparently, this dude who was running this giant bank has embezzled about $80 million dollars worth of their in-game credits, right? He's basically gone... He was that in charge. The game is that flexible that he was in charge of that much money, which is actually turns out to be around about, I think it equates to about $4,000 in real world
money.
In RL money.
Wow.
And what happens is this dude has literally stolen all this money and then disappeared and left a note that said, "Thanks for the fish." Oh, thanks for all the fish, I think. And it was just, and now he is gone. He's like, and so, I mean, I would love this to be, I don't know. I think this is just a hilarious story. And the funny thing is, there's no rules in this universe. This is user created, basically.
Yeah.
And so the company's going, they're just sort of sitting back. They can't punish the guy. They can't ban him because it's not against the rules. Because there's no rules.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, good on him for exploiting it. It's like all these douchebag like gold farmers and shit in WoW. Like, if you can scam people who are dumb enough to get into this shit, I will give you a high five.
So he's basically, sure, I'll hold your money.
Man, that is hilarious.
That is great. I want to meet that guy. We should get him on for an interview.
We should. Fucking get him a nice piece of fish.
Yeah. Cool. Another piece of news actually that's popped up. There's a brand new Boom Blocks sequel on the way.
Really?
Yes, please. Boom Blocks Bash Party Edition Turbo
Nitro X
Hyper.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And apparently it's got about 400 plus new levels and also DLC that's coming. which is really weird for the Wii. Yeah. But also user created content where you can make your own and share it, which I thought was in the first
gold.
One.
Gold. Yeah, that's gold.
You could obviously make your own stuff, but you couldn't share it.
That's one of the four games I own on the Wii. Yeah, and it is absolutely one of my favorites. So I'm super stoked to hear that.
Bloody oath. Good on bloody Mr. Spielberg. Done well. Good game.
Oh, do you know what I'd love to see with Boom Blocks?
What's that?
I'd love to see them license Lego.
Yeah.
Maybe a bastard to knock apart, though. That shit locks in tight.
Yeah, but it's in video game land. Like, make it...
Oh, yeah, make it explode.
Boom Blocks Technics.
Yeah.
Well, the fuck, this is not coming apart.
Boom Blocks Meccano. It's like, this shit is screwed
in. This is getting together with bolts. Bolts. You can't knock bolts out. They're bolted in.
I bent a bit. Yay.
6 points.
6 points. Failed.
Yeah, I think that's probably about it. All the news we've got, I think.
Oh, there's some news, but we don't care.
It's
all the important news. A lot of it was bitching, but that's okay. That's okay. We won't bitch if you don't make fucking good stuff.
We love bitches.
I'll leave on this message. Michael Bay, please do not wreck this movie.
Don't.
You know, I don't think he's the problem. The problem is the people who are banking that movie. Definitely. I'm fucking very sure. They are banking it off sponsorship from, Chevrolet, is it? Or Dodge or whatever?
Yeah, they're Chevy concept cars.
Yeah, obviously the toy guys are getting in on that shit.
Why couldn't Soundwave be like an iPod or something?
Exactly. That would be worse to me.
No, than a 3.1
sword? I'd prefer, I want him to not be in there. It's like when they wheel out an old rocker onto stage, go check it out, he's doing one last thing, and he's like, and he's old and he wants to die. Yeah. It's like he shouldn't be there, you man. Can, he's a fossil from another era, and just forget him.
There is the Venom issue of Spider-Man 3. Exactly. That you've got one of your favorite characters that are just gonna fucking kill.
I
mean, I can see why they have done what they've done with Soundwave, because he's a tape player this big and then he turns into a robot this big.
Yeah.
Laws of physics.
But it doesn't matter.
Exactly. But I don't think they had the nous to pull it off.
It worked for the cartoon, damn it.
Yeah, but they obviously just thought we can't do that. It's the future.
I don't know. I'm going to go off into a corner and cry.
Yep, we all are.
I'm going to watch the G1 movie.
We'll be back after I wipe away the tears.
One shall stand, one shall fall.
I'll fall into a heap and fucking drink myself into oblivion.
Proceed on your way to oblivion.
What's the song?
You got the touch.
You got the power.
Yeah! After all that's said and done, I couldn't remember the melody.
No, yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
All right. So we should wrap it up.
I think that's the end of podcast number 3.
Yep.
Once again, thank you so much, guys. You're all very, very cool people.
Yes. Yeah. Please keep subscribing and dropping your reviews.
Yeah. Reviews are great. If you want to,
they help
us
out so much.
Yeah. Spend 2-3 minutes.
Not even.
30 seconds. I don't care. You can say woo and then rate us 5 stars. That's fine.
Yeah.
Even just anything helps. We love it. And it makes us want to make these more.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And keep an eye out for our Rant Theory DLC coming out mid June.
It's going to be 800
featuring
points.
It features a new hat and a new sword.
Yes. And you may or may not be able to use these in game, though.
Yes.
Hang them on your wall in home, PlayStation home.
Yeah. Okay, thanks guys.
Thanks. Signing off
for Rant Theory number 3.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Alright.
We are awesome at this.
Fucking mental blank. So thanks again for listening. This is Adam signing off.
Chris.
And Nathan.
We'll catch you in a fortnight.
Catch. Chumps.
Oh God, somebody take us off the internet.